USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Two high-profile visits to the U.S.-Mexico border. Both President Biden and former President Donald Trump spending some of their Thursday at the U.S.-Mexico border as the controversy over handling the illegal immigrant crisis continues. This as Texas Republican Congresswoman Beth Van Dune has some strong words for the president after an illegal immigrant allegedly killed a Georgia nursing student.
How many more of us will you have to kill before you will take this seriously? Unless you are willing to get down on the border and tell Laken Riley's family, I am sorry, this is my responsibility, and I'm going to fix it now. You have no business being president.
Lawmakers are continuing to look for answers in the wake of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's attempt to keep his recent hospitalization a secret. Austin was hospitalized following complications from prostate cancer surgery, but didn't notify President Biden or lawmakers for several days. Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee Mike Rogers discusses the timeline of Austin's notification.
3 days after the Secretary's hospitalization, Deputy Secretary Hicks and the President were first informed that Secretary Austin was in the hospital. On January 5th, Congress is informed of the Secretary's hospitalization.
California is getting blasted once again with a winter snowstorm. Some parts of the state in a higher elevation seeing up to 10 feet of snow through the weekend and blizzard-like conditions. The winter storm will bury the state and is the biggest snowfall of the year. While it could pose a danger to travelers, it only will help boost the state's water supply and tourism. The latest inflation report shows a jump of 4% in January, which is in line with what economists were expecting. The Fed Reserve is considering whether or not to start lowering interest rates.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Foreign interference in the 2024 presidential election is already beginning, as U.S. officials and cyber experts say Russia is using fake online accounts and bots to damage President Biden and other Democrats. Speaking at an event hosted by the Intelligence and National Security Alliance, FBI Director Christopher Wray explains how artificial intelligence can make it easier for other governments to interfere in the upcoming election.
This election cycle, the U.S. will face more adversaries moving at a faster pace and enabled by new technology. Advances in generative AI, for instance, are lowering the barrier to entry, making it easier for both more and less sophisticated foreign adversaries to engage and malign influence.
After over a decade of serving as Senate Republican leader, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky will be stepping down from his leadership position in November. Florida Republican Congressman Marco Rubio weighs in on Fox and Friends.
Whether you like them or not, is the most consequential Republican senator of the last quarter century, and maybe senator, period, in terms of the work he's done on so many different issues. I think it'll be hard to have another Mitch McConnell in that regard, just in terms of impact, because of the way the world has changed.
NASCAR drivers are out west for the Pennzoil 400 set to take place from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway Sunday afternoon. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.